Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university. And with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, Feeling Helpless? But What Then?
From the Gospel according to Matthew, on one occasion, Jesus spoke thus, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, to you I offer praise. For what you have hidden from the learned and the clever, you have revealed to the merest children. Father, it is true, you have graciously willed it so. Everything has been given over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son but the Father, and no one knows the Father but the Son and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, and I will refresh you. Take my yoke upon your shoulders and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble of heart. Your souls will find rest, for my yoke is easy and my burden light. Have you ever felt totally helpless? Yes? Well then, today is just for you. And St. Francis of Assisi is your special patron and pal. Not to be confused, mind you, with St. Jude, patron of the hopeless cases. Certainly not. None of us is, please God, hopeless. But there are days when any of us can feel just totally helpless. That's when Francis comes into the light. That's just the pal in heaven we need. So let me explain that. Our faith and the story of the church are full of cases that bring to light what Jesus is quoted as saying. When we are weak, then you are strong. That is, the little ones will conquer over the grand. Well, what can this mean if I feel little right now and weak and even literally helpless? I'm sure that the recognition by Francis in Assisi that the financial security and even comfort into which he was born brought no joy and neither did it bring peace of mind, this recognition enabled him to realize how helpless he was. How helpless we all are without the saving gifts, once we recognize that they are gifts and thus are grateful. Come to me, all you who are weary and find life burdensome, says the Lord. And I have no doubt we may justifiably add, all who are weary even to a sense of helplessness. There was concentrated energy in the heart and mind of Jesus, after all, whose self-giving brought him to an early and utterly cruel death for our sake and for our salvation. But as well as that focused concentration on what he had been sent to do and be, there was a gentleness in the heart of Jesus and his demeanor to others, specifically, I have no doubt, to others who may well have felt more helpless than the week before, more empty of ideas or energy than they had imagined possible, even on their down days. Francis, too, knew that the simplicity of Jesus was in no way a lack of anything. Rather, it was a plenitude of self-giving, a plenitude of emptying, if I may say so, dust of weakness in that sense, utter poverty. Here lay his strength. And since then, herein lies the strength of those who can find the faith that sees their helplessness not as defeat, but rather as the opening salvo of their rescue. They know themselves where they are, these helpless ones, when they admit it, when they admit how helpless they are. And once you know where you are and what or whom you need, somehow the staircase to a finer existence and sense of self is within reach. It was Johannes Tauler who spoke of people he knew who were willing to be witnesses to the Saviour in times of peace. He knew people, he said, who were willing to be Christ's witnesses provided all goes well in pursuing their desires. These, he says, are willing to become saints, but without toil, without weariness, without difficulties, without cost themselves. These, in Paul's view and in mine, surely cannot be disciples of Jesus. He is one who was scourged, his blood was drawn violently, he was tortured and then crucified. Yes, this is the only Savior of the world. Unpleasantness is too small a word for it. This is the suffering that leads to salvation. Tauler regrets that the good resolutions of some vanish when things get tough, when there is any darkness, any desolation or strong temptation. My answer to this must be like Tauler. If the Savior became flesh, became real, I, as his disciple, can do no less. Take up your cross, then, and life will be yours. Life beyond all telling.